Thank you.
We start again.
So I'm off to a great start with promoting Pearl, starting with my lovely talk here. So as I was saying, we could be said to love Pearl. Some of us might even be said to be a little crazy about Pearl. But the problem is that companies might not choose to invest in Pearl because they see it as antiquated or unpopular. This means that programmers won't choose to learn Perl because they feel that there are no career prospects, which in turn leads to companies that are already invested in Perl trying to switch away from their investment because they can't find enough developers that are good enough. So it's basically this vicious cycle. So these are some of the perceptions that you can find about Perl on the internet if you care to search for the keywords Perl sucks. Many of these are being addressed by the modern Perl movement, as we know, particularly the idea that there aren't web frameworks, that Perl hasn't been updated. But the problem with the modern Perl movement is that it really reaches people who are already thinking about Perl and people who are already using Perl. So as the Perl community, what we need to do to address these negative perceptions is to let people know that Perl is dynamic, that it is evolving, and that they can use it to solve their problems. Now, in the Perl community, we're programmers. We're not into marketing. This is, in fact, a card that we were actually handing out at FOSDEM with the slogan, "We suck at marketing." We're just not being apologetic about it anymore. But the second part of that is, but we're proud of. And one of the things that we've always been proud of in Perl is CPAN. So that's mentioned on the card, but there are also a bunch of other projects that we can be proud of these days. And so we should be telling people about these things. Admittedly, Perl Mongers is not a project, but it's also something we can be proud of. But what we should probably be most proud about is our community. We have a really great community. We organize events like this in many countries around the world. There's a lot of grassroots effort. And we can draw upon this to promote Perl, because it is our greatest strength. There are a number of ways that you can get involved in promoting Perl. One of the obvious things that we've been doing recently is having a Perl booth at conferences, not specifically Perl conferences, but technical conferences. One of the natural links is to free and open source conferences, because of course Perl is free software. So we can promote Perl at conferences like TDOS and at FOSDEM, FROSCON, and so on. But we can also try promoting it at other conferences too, not just those that are specifically aimed at programmers, assuming we can afford to have a booth there. But suppose you don't really feel up to organizing a booth. Well, you can work at a booth that somebody else has organized. That's what I did recently at FOSDEM, because I just showed up at the last minute. They probably would have preferred if I'd informed them a bit in advance, but I just showed up at the last minute and worked at the booth and helped take some of the load off of the other people that were working there. So that's something you can do if you're already attending a conference. I mean, I don't know any conference that has perfect schedule with tracks that you or talks that you want to see during every single moment of the day. So why not stop by the Perl booth if there is one and relieve somebody so that they can go on some talks? Another thing that we can do, and this is a major thing, is to submit Perl talks at other technical conferences so that there are talks about Perl, people are hearing about Perl, and it's seen as part of the wider free and open source software community instead of its own little niche. And this is probably the combination of talks and the Perl booth is a great way of raising the visibility of the Perl community. But there are other things you can do. You don't have to go to events. One thing that we've been doing is handing out brochures at these events. These are brochures that, for instance, describe Perl projects, how to tackle particular problems that people might have using Perl or using Perl systems, and there are only a few brochures written. So if you are an expert on some particular project, you might be a good person to write a brochure about that project. And if you're not even inclined to write a brochure, you can translate brochures, because at the moment they're almost all in English with a few, I think, in German. And the aim is to have these available in local languages so that for events like workshops, we can actually provide them to people in the language that they'd prefer to read about them in. So FOSDEM 2011, this was the second year that there was a Pearl booth, and there was a lot more interest than the previous year. We had a booth in the main hall, and we had a development room. And we ended up selling out all 20 copies of Chromatics Modern Pearl in the first morning, before I even showed up, actually. We sold 10 copies of Pearl Moderna, the French book, which is not by the same authors, but is also about the modern Pearl movement. We gave away 1,000 round tuets and 450 buttons. But mostly we just talked to people when they had questions about how they could optimize a Pearl program or whether Pearl provided a solution to a particular problem. We were there to answer their questions and talk to them and engage them. And all the photos that I'm using to illustrate this talk are from FOSDEM. So these are people that stopped by the booth and talked to us for a while. Recently, there was the Pearl Ecosystem Group was created. It's an association intended for companies to protect their investment in Pearl. And the objectives are to have Pearl talked about by developers and also by non-developers, to help people have good job opportunities and to ensure that companies have a supply of good developers. And the means of this is a subscription-based model for companies, which will help finance booths and talks at serious technical events, engaging journalists and bloggers, hackathons, development grants, and also sending speakers to non-Pearl conferences. And, for example, the Pearl Ecosystem Group aims to pay for the booth and swag costs if you, as a grassroots person, want to bring a booth to a conference that's local to you, then the Pearl Ecosystem Group can help pay for the brochures and the pins and all the other things that you might want to give away. So this is the end of my talk, but it is the beginning of what I'm asking you to do. First thing you can do is email Gabor. I promised him that I would head everything off to him because I am merely a minor flunky in this whole procedure, and he is the main person pushing for this movement. So any questions, anything you want to do, he is the person to contact. If you're interested in the Pearl Ecosystem Group, then you can join the mailing list. This is not so much about conference promotion or booths or any of the other activities. This is specifically about the Pearl Ecosystem Group. You can also review what existing brochures we have, as well as the want list of brochures that we would like to have at this GitHub. And finally, there is a wiki where we are discussing things like a checklist for booth organizers, what things you need to do to prepare to have a booth, where all the swag is being stored, and this sort of coordination. Unfortunately, this is a closed wiki, so email Gabor for access. And that's everything, and I'm not answering questions. Direct them to Gabor.
Yeah, we're still 20 minutes over though. So we're on up to the lightning talks. Who goes first? You? Oh. Ah,